Jesus loved to talk in parables, simple stories with a hint of strangeness that pointed to the nature of God or God's kingdom. Sacred stories that we will hear for the next 3 Sundays and many of the Sundays from now until Advent. Often on first reading of parables, I feel frustrated. I wonder why Jesus can't just speak plainly. However, imagine if Jesus had listed out a bunch of rules for us. We know how the Ten Commandments originally went with Moses. There were broken tablets, golden calves, and chaos. As humans, we like to bend rules. We like to argue them just a little bit. We like to say how maybe they don't fit for our culture today. Jesus chose to tell parables, sacred stories with many right answers, stories to be thrown alongside our own life experience today and wondered about. Jerome Berryman, theologian and godly play creator, wrote about parables. Parables don't look at the world in an everyday sort of way. They prompt us to begin anew and make sense of life without the ordinary cultural limits. Parables want us to experience life bound only by the absolute existential limits rather than any transitory ones. This is what makes playing with parables such an unusual experience for adults and children. We have been educated to keep within our cultural limits and trained by a system of rewards and punishments to get the right answers. With parables, there is no single answer. There are many right answers. These many meanings finally make one pause and consider God, the parable maker. Perhaps it is this presence, this spirit in the midst of the parables that matters the most. Jesus told many parables that left his disciples scratching their head, wondering what their meaning was. As C.H. Dodd, Protestant theologian, writes about parables, they are to tease our mind into active thought, which means they can be unpredictable and they can be complex. In speaking in parables, Jesus required his disciples and now requires us to take responsibility for our own interpretation and response to his words. A single parable does not contain the entirety of God's nature or God's kingdom or the mystery of God. However, they will let a little bit of light shine on each of those things. The good news is that with parables, there is room for growing and changing as our world around us changes as well. So what does this mean for today's parable, the parable of the sower? A sower sows seeds on 4 types of soil: a path, shallow soil, soil with thorns, and rich soil. The healthy soil yields great growth, abundant growth none of the other soils do. It is one of the few parables in the Gospels that attribute a meaning to Jesus. People believe, much scholarship believes, that Jesus never gave parables a meaning. Usually when the disciples asked, he said, "Those who have ears will hear." And so much scholarship argues that Matthew added this interpretation later. Or it could be seen that one of the many truths of this parable is one of the interpretations for Matthew's community at the time, a faith community wondering why more people were not accepting the gospel of Jesus. What interests me most is how does this parable tease you into thought? What part of this parable catches your imagination? This week for me, I could not help but think of helicopter seeds. There was a week every year in elementary school, which I remember walking to the bus stop, and the beautiful seeds from the maple tree would dance to the ground. They'd twirl. And when I get to the bus stop, my cohort and I would grab the seeds on the ground, throw them up, and watch them dance down over and over until the bus picked us up. We delighted in their simple beauty and started our day with joy. So few of those seeds took root. Yet when one did, it resulted in a maple tree, in all of its glory. This parable, like helicopter seeds, acknowledges that not every seed that is sown will grow. This is true. We know this in our lives. Not every decision we make yields an improved life. Not every gift we give, tangible or intangible, is well received. Not everyone we love flourishes as a result of our love. And not every sacred story we hear is planted in our heart and grows. And yet, like the maple tree, the sower still sows with wild, beautiful, and generous inefficiency. And in the end is abundance. In this good news, I spot one aspect of God, a God who gives love with great, wild abandon, a God who plants and grows with abundance. In a results-driven society, this feels like a big sigh of relief to me, like a little bit of weight is off my shoulders. All of us are people in relationships, friends, parents, mentors, grandparents, employees, teachers. We know that when we invest our time and our energy and our resources, we don't have control all the time over whether or not it will grow. In this parable, I hear a bit of a holy Nike tagline, just do it. God planted abundantly. And although we can't be God, we can be inspired by God's love. We can delight in it, and we can share that love and grace that we receive. Just imagine. With the parable of the sower, I am left with as many questions and wonder as I began with. I wonder where God is sowing with wild generosity in my life and in our world. I wonder when I need to sow with generosity. And as mine is merely one perspective on this parable, I wonder how this parable teases you into thought. I wonder how you will share those questions and good news with others. This week, I hope you'll wonder with me.